Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows five members present this morning, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by Major Raymond Gilman of the Salvation Army.
Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, O Lord, were once spoken by David. Accept these words from us this day. Grant us the wisdom of Solomon, the patience of Job, and the dedication of Ruth as we labor to serve mankind. Teach us, our Father, to live one day at a time, never taking advantage of those less fortunate than ourselves. May our eyes be open, our hearts sensitive, and our compassion actively engaged. For what we do for ourselves has little meaning, but that which we do for others will stand for eternity. For many, this weekend will be a time to join their families, a time to rest. We pray, our Father, that you'll grant them traveling mercies. As we celebrate the holiday, may your blessing be felt and enjoyed. Touch the lives of these public servants this day and remember their families wherever they may be. All these things we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Senator Taylor, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will forego the certification of the journal. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
There's no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated March 30th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and returned Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15 relating to the 28th Annual Boy State CSSCR 17 State Affairs honoring Alaskan and Palmer resident Tommy Moe. Senate Bill Number 152, changing the frequency of certain state inspections of weights and measures and related to the issuance of citations for weights and measures. These resolutions and bills have been referred for enrollment. Message dated March 25th, dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill 300, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to civil liability for commercial recreation activities and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
CS for...
We have a brief at ease.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate, please come back to order.
CS...
We're on messages from the House.
CS for House Bill 32, State Affairs by the State Affairs Committee, an act excluding certain sports officials and certain recreational activities sanctioned by an employer from coverage provided under workers' compensation and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
CS for House Bill 409, Finance, amended effective date failed by the Finance Committee, an act related to the maximum amount of assistance that may be granted under the Adult Public Assistance Program and the Program of Aid to Families with Dependent Children, proposing a special demonstration project within the Program of Aid to Families with Dependent Children, directing the Department of Health and Social Services to seek waivers from the federal government to implement the project.
Yes, and Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Hess Committee considered Senate Bill 231, providing coverage under Medicaid for the services of physician's assistance, recommends that B.B. applies for the committee substitute. Majority committee reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring Senators Lehman, Salo, and Miller. Senator Ellisine, do pass. Fiscal note, Senate Bill 231 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Resources Committee considered Senate Bill 355 relating to errors and surveys of land, recommends that B.B. applies to CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Miller, Chair, and Senators Pierce, Lehman, sign, do pass. Senator Donnelly, sign, no recommendation. Zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 355 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all standing committee reports this morning.
Senator Taylor.
Yeah, Mr. President, I think the record should note that we have a quorum present and that the additional members have come into the room and their attendance should also be recorded. And that with a quorum present, I would at this time move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, so ordered.
I would also move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate journals be certified.
Madam Secretary, would you read the journal entry so it can be certified?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 80th legislative day.
Senator Taylor.
I move that this journal be certified as...
Be approved as certified.
Approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Thank you.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Katula.
With a slight moment's meeting with Senator Jackal, I think in a slight accommodation of our interest, you could have one hell of a session today.
Coming back to order, Madam Secretary, where are we?
I had just finished with standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction to Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction to Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 373 by the Finance Committee, an act related to comprehensive state financial plan and to the Solvent Alaska's Fiscal Emergency SAFE Commission and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills this morning, Mr. President.
There is no calendar. Do we have unfinished business for today? Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, have I been shown as president?
Is there unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Pierce?
Senate Finance is in recess. We'll go back to Senate Finance 10 minutes after we adjourn.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Sharp?
Under announcements.
Under announcements?
I don't want to frighten you on special orders. There is a transportation meeting, scheduled for 3:30 today. There's eight bills on the schedule has been previously, seven bills on the schedule been previously announced. We will at least, if we have a quorum, we will consider bills. Otherwise, we'll have a workshop hearing session on it.
Senator Katula.
Just under special orders.
Under special orders. Senator Katula, you have the floor under special orders for special
orders. Mr. President, I read recently of a very wealthy man said he'd been rich and he'd been poor and rich was the best. In my years of experience, I've been the majority and the minority, and the majority is the best.
Senator Taylor, do you want to announce a caucus?
Well, it was a toss-up between that or a committee on committees meeting.
Assistant Sergeant Morris just want to get inside the door.
There's no further special orders. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we, the Senate, stand in adjournment until 2 p.m. Tuesday. I believe that's the 5th of May, April.
Without objection, we are adjourned until 2 p.m. Tuesday.